This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chase is planning a wedding. The wedding is this year. It is in September. It is outdoors. It's going to be hot. God, man.
Look, I'm hoping there's a cool week and it happens to land right there. It did 2 years ago.
By the way, I haven't gone to do it yet, but you don't have a colored tux, do you?
No, I don't.
Good. Just checking on that.
Okay.
Why? Right. What?
I'm curious. I want to know whether he had some, colored tux, such a dying.
Do you want to match
don't
me?
Don't like that. It's 7:34 now, and he asked a question about 3 minutes ago. Amy's hands immediately went up into the air like this, and she said, Are you kidding me?
Yeah. So I wanted to ask the question. I knew it was possibly trendy, but I wanted to make sure with Dale, he's the guy that's been around the block. Are wedding gifts between the bride and groom a thing?
First of all, Dale's been divorced twice. Stop asking him relationship advice.
I don't think he was asking me relationship advice. He brought this up out of the blue.
He
wasn't addressed to either one of us.
Yes.
It was just sort of a question to the room.
And to the audience.
And you reacted with, are you kidding me?
Because this is, on your wedding day, you stand in front of everybody and you say the words, until death do us part.
Yes.
And that is not enough. We also need a gift. Do we see how ridiculous, all I'm saying is, do we see how insane this is? I'm promising you my entire life. The only way I'm getting out of this is if I die. And your spouse is going to be like, yeah, but is there something I can unwrap?
No, the reason
it's wild.
Is there something in a pretty blue box that I can open?
The reason why I asked this question is not because Kelsey said anything. It's because I heard that was a trend.
Yeah.
I was like,
you didn't say Kelsey said anything.
Okay. I just was wondering if that was a trend because in my personal opinion, I am getting you a wedding band.
Yeah.
You're getting me a wedding ring. That should be the gift.
It just seems so excessive. And why? Why is a wedding? What could you possibly give somebody? My gosh.
So let's get some feedback on this. 680 Wolf is the number. Post it up. What do you think? What did you do? What do you plan to do if you're in the same situation he's in? What's your plan?
Like, you're spending, how much is your wedding up to?
Don't. Yeah, don't.
No, thousands of dollars. And then you have to get each other a gift. It's Valentine's Day. It's anniversaries. It's birthdays. Holidays. It's all the, like, does it stop?
Yeah, and you got a major problem. You got a fourth quarter wedding, pal. You've got Christmas, Thanksgiving, you got all this coming up. It's terrible. Fourth quarter wedding.
And her birthday's on the 31st of December.
Oh, God, even worse.
And I made the mistake one time. I said, well, Christmas and your birthday, why don't we combine them?
Silence.
She looked slightly over my head, a little cross-eyed.
Yeah. So what do you think? 680 Wolf, or post it up. Give me a little help out here. I'm not getting in this. I'm not going to say. We are. Of course, Amy already has. Let's see what you've got to say. 680 Wolf's the number. Hey, there's the Wolf.
Now, me and my wife, what we've done is we just wrote each other a little special note. Aww. And had them sent to each other while we was in our changing rooms.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's cool.
I like that.
To where you just had a little personal note that you could read, and had the pictures took of us opening the package that the note was in.
How long have you been married?
We have been married for 4 years and have known each other for 21.
Whoa, so you guys really like each other.
21. Was this a late-in-life wedding, or was this? How old were you when you got married?
I was 36.
All right, well, thanks for your call, man. Have an awesome day today.
You too. Y'all have a nice day.
Day, bye. It's the Wolf. Good morning to you.
Good morning. I have an opinion on this wedding gift thing.
All right, well, weigh right in. Go ahead.
I think you should do what you want to do, sweetie. Not everybody goes traditional, and if they try, there's always going to be something new popping up in the wedding. So you do what your heart tells you to do.
Amen. I support that.
Yes. No, that is some
well
good,
said.
Good advice.
There we go. And that's from your friend from Winston-Salem and the Wolf, number one.
All right, Winston. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Hello. I've been in a couple of weddings, And I've seen where they've done the gift, but usually that's when the parents are paying for the wedding. So I think it's like a situation type of thing.
Yeah, I might write her, like, you know, somebody mentioned doing, like, letters and they open it up in their changing room. I may do that. Write her a letter and say, did you turn off the dryer?
That's when you do it. That's when they do the gift, is when they're getting ready.
Yeah.
And I was going to suggest a letter, too, because it would be something sweet and personal.
Oh, what's your name?
Amanda.
Amanda, thank you for checking in.
Thanks.
Bye, Amanda. Hey, it's the Wolf. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm a loyal listener, and I got married 9 years ago to the love of my life, and we did not exchange gifts. We let everybody else give us gifts because you're given the best gift of all, like your life, your love, infinity, and beyond. So I just wanted to weigh in with, I like the idea of the letter being in a changing room, but I don't think gifts are necessary.
Wait a minute. You said infinity and beyond. So even though it's until death do us part, you're like, hey, listen, once we get up there, we're still together, okay?
Yeah, that's how that works, right?
That's right.
You're still mine.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, thanks for calling.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Dude, bye-bye. Hey, it's the Wolf.
I'm getting married in June, and we're doing the same thing. We're doing letters. We're not doing gifts.
Yeah, okay. I'm thinking that's what I'm probably going
to
do.
All right, letters it is. Thanks for calling.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.